President Bush said today that U.S. forces in Iraq have shown daring against a ruthless enemy and decency to oppressed people. The president spoke to military officials and employees and family members at the headquarters of U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida. In Baghdad, at least 14 people were killed by what Iraqi officials say was a U.S. airstrike. NPR's Scott Horsley is here. What do you know about these casualties in Baghdad?
Well, Iraqi officials are saying that it was two American cruise missiles, that struck that residential neighborhood this morning. As you say, at least 14 people were killed and maybe 30 injured. We've heard from Ann Garrels on the ground in Baghdad describing the very angry, understandably angry, reaction of neighbors in the area who had perhaps developed a false sense of security, because up until now, the U.S. airstrikes have been fairly precisely targeted. Officials at U.S. Central Command were asked about this strike this morning at their briefing. They said that they had no information to offer. They couldn't say whether it was, in fact, a U.S. airstrike that did the damage. They stressed that they try to use precision in targeting, but acknowledge that mistakes do happen.
U.S. forces still making their way towards Baghdad?
That's right. U.S. Army forces are coming up towards Baghdad from the southwest after some fierce fighting near the town of Najaf yesterday and continuing into today. There are Marines coming up, many of them from the southeast. There were reports that the Marines could be met by a large convoy of Iraqi Republican Guard forces, although U.S. Central Command said today that they had no confirmation of any large movements by the Republican Guard. And we're getting reports now that there may be some additional troops headed over. The 4th Infantry, which you'll remember was to have come through Turkey and create a northern front, we're now being told by officials at Fort Hood that they are going to be leaving the U.S. and heading for southern Iraq in the coming days.
What about humanitarian aid for Iraq?
Well, the first land convoy of humanitarian aid arrived in the port city of Umm Qasr today. 7 trucks carrying food, water, and other supplies. The relief had to come by truck because the shipping channel to the port of Umm Qasr had been mined. U.S. Central Command said today that the mine sweeping is now done and the waterway is open, so they plan to be able to get some much larger quantities of aid into Umm Qasr by water, and then presumably on to Basra, which also needs aid, as we just heard. But, of course, there's still skirmishes between Iraqi irregulars and the British forces outside of Basra.
And the president went to Tampa, Florida, MacDill Air Force Base, to give a pep talk to U.S. Central Command. Much of U.S. Central Command is now in Qatar, so who's left back in Tampa?
Well, you're right. A lot of Central Command is overseas, but there's still lots of folks left behind at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, including representatives of that coalition that the U.S. Likes to talk about. President Bush talked about 48 nations in the coalition. There were only 47 at the Central Command briefing this morning, so it's growing, I guess, by the hour. Many of those, of course, are silent partners, but the president did provide a little bit of detail. He talked about the Poles taking control of an oil platform, the Danes providing intelligence, the Bulgarians and Ukrainians coming soon, and every nation, the president said, shares the U.S. resolve to be relentless in pursuit of victory.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Stay tuned to NPR News throughout the day for the latest on the war in Iraq. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.